Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And we hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoyed yourselves.
Yes.
Opened up a lot of presents, had a lot of fun, spent a lot of time with family.
Yes, clearly we are a day late, but that is because we were enjoying our holiday. Exactly. And it's crazy because Thanksgiving was on a Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then Christmas was on a Wednesday, yeah. and both times we're like, let's just focus on the holiday, let's yeah. just do what we need to do, blah, blah, blah. Because even in my head, I'm like, it's not like people are going to sit down in the middle of Christmas or like Thanksgiving mm-hmm. and be like, hold on, I have to watch my weekly podcast. I just don't think... Yeah. It's realistic.
You never know. They just might. That might be the thing that they are looking forward to, regardless of rain, sleet, snow, storm.
Nobody cursed me out yesterday.
Look, nobody cursed me out either, though. And yeah. you know what it is? I mean, auntie's got to have a life, too. You know, we got to enjoy.
We can't be holiday.
Stressed out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But no, yeah, thank you for waiting and being patient and, you know, being here on a Thursday with us.
Is that bad that nobody cussed us out or do we understand?
I got a few I got a few DMs.
Okay. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm tired, bro. I've been tired lately. I need to go get checked out.
You just flew in, huh?
Cancer.
Okay.
You don't know. You
never
know.
Stop WebMD and everything.
Once you get tired for no reason all the time. I just had a coffee.
I swear, if I like have one little itch, I'm like lupus, cancer. I don't know.
No, seriously. Like, I don't know why I'm like this, but y'all know I have hypochondria or I'm hypochondriac. Yeah, literally. But how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was good. My week was actually pretty solid. Like, I really didn't, since we went, so Friday, mm-hmm. last Friday, we had our friend's Christmas party. We went to Kyle's Christmas party, Clark, all of them. Mm-hmm. Nice seeing everybody. I got so wasted.
Which is so crazy because you weren't wasted with me. You got wasted after I left home.
Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. I just, like, I mean, I was trying to, like, moderate it, but then out of nowhere, I was just like, you know what?
Screw it.
I'm around people I love. At right. the end of the day, it was like my second home. I was like, right. I can get drunk. Right. And yeah, I ended up getting like extremely lit. And I have not drank since.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of them things where like you drink so much, it was like, all right, I need a little break. I was hungover in bed from Friday. Well, after Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh. I got out of bed probably.
Monday?
No, Tuesday. Yeah, no, I was out bad. I was out cold.
She told me she got home at like 6 a.m. or something.
Yeah,
we keep on there just partying in the house, like yeah, we just were drunk, just lit. But they're nuts. I can't do it. Auntie honestly cannot hang. I yeah. cannot hang.
Yeah.
Even like I was just in Vegas for Christmas with like my best friend, my niece, like mm-hmm. everybody. And, oh, baby, I was in that bed by 10, 11 o'clock yeah. every night. I don't care who's awake, who's doing what. Yeah. I need to hit the sheets.
You know, I love a good activity. I love some good games. I love some good shots. I love things like that. It yeah. it really gets my juices flowing.
Your coochie moist.
No, literally, yeah. but no, yeah, so that was the main thing. So, I mean, like, I volunteered Tuesday, and then after that, I spent Christmas just, like, watching movies, literally.
So you didn't even go to Rancho?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Because I called her yesterday for Christmas. I was like, what are you going to do? And she was like, maybe go see some family. And honestly, I just feel like the older you get, Christmas is for the kids.
Yeah.
It's for the children, and we don't have kids.
I mean, you always call me a Grinch, too, because I'm like, you always ask me, like, every year she asks me about Christmas. I'm like, I don't care about Christmas like that.
Really? I mean, yeah, I guess I don't really, but I have my niece, and I want to, uh-huh. like... You know, be around her for her holidays and like I get to watch her grow up and like,
yeah,
that's fun. That's interesting.
You know, and the thing about it is that like my favorite holiday, everybody knows my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. I mm-hmm. love Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a lot of nephews and mm-hmm. like a niece. I was thinking about this recently. I was just like, maybe I'm a piece of shit aunt and nanny. Because it's like
nanny.
That means when you have like a godchild.
Oh, like when you watch a child?
No, like what do they call it? Godparents, like godmother, godfather.
Yeah, but you call that a nanny?
Yeah, it's like we call it like it's nanny. Nanny and parin. It's like a southern thing, I guess.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely some Louisiana shit.
Yeah, it's like nanny. I'm like as a woman, I'd be the nanny and the man would be the parin.
And that's just like godmother.
Yeah, godmother mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. So I have a godchild and it's like my best friend obviously from home.
I never heard about that godchild. You terrible.
Okay, don't make me feel worse. Here's the thing about it. Like I'm like I don't that's another roach.
Where?
It's a dead one, but another dead God. One. Oh, but the thing about it is, I'm like, I have so many, mm-hmm. like, nephews that, like, I'm like, I thought about, I was like, if I don't do anything for none of them, it don't make me that bad.
Right.
But it makes me worse like if I do a lot for one. Mm-hmm. That makes it even worse. So I've just been on that role of, like, you know, I love them all equally. But when I'm around them, of mm-hmm. course, I, like, overcompensate. Right. But I'm like, I can't send one
gift
nephew a gift and not the other goddamn 25.
I mean, you could just send everybody $20.
$20 in this day and age?
Aren't they children?
No, they want $100 Roblox cards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like...
Yeah, I mean, I had got my freaking niece this damn necklace, like a custom necklace with a nameplate or whatever.
Very nice, very expensive.
My sensory stuff is like being so bad today.
Very giving rich auntie vibes.
Right, and it was expensive too. It was like $400, bro. And she got a freaking iPhone yesterday, so she didn't even care about my gift. And I was like, no, you don't want to pick up the necklace and maybe wear the that?
Jewelry? Like, you want to put that on? Like, let me put it on your
neck
for you?
She's like, I need to change my wallpaper 5 times today. Like,
that is so cute.
Oh my goodness. So she didn't care about my gift. I was like, wow, I could have just got her some damn Barbie makeup or some shit. And
yeah, and it's just like, I do feel like, I'm like, at least I could do something for my godchild.
Right.
You know? And you definitely have, I have talked about my godchild.
My godchild.
My godchild. I could do something.
Is it a boy? Is it a girl?
It's a boy.
Gross, what a, I don't know what you're talking about. Whose child?
Kelly's. Oh, I have, okay, exactly. Okay. You do know.
I have no, actually, I didn't know you were.
Yes, you did.
That,
I am.
I didn't know that was your godchild.
Yes.
Didn't I meet the baby at Mardi Gras?
Yes, and I have told you that, exactly. And he was
never
like,
heard it from her.
Nanny, yeah.
Never heard it from her. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I do think about that, and I'm like, oh, I mean, I can't wait. That's why I'd be like, I can't wait to be that rich, rich, rich one, because I'm like, I was looking at my statements of this year. I've completely gone insane. I've lost my fucking mind. Really? I don't know who I thought I was this year.
You spent a lot of money.
Yeah, and I wasn't saving any money either. So it's just like, I probably saved this year about like $5,000. Which is very, very...
$5,000 is crazy.
In a year, which is very bad for me.
But I'm going to be honest, I don't even know how much I've saved. So I guess that's worse. But I know I definitely have a lot more money this year saved than I did last year. Yeah. So it's something good. I don't know how
that
much it is.
That is good. That
I don't
is
know
very good.
Exactly how much it is.
Yeah, my savings have just been very like stagnant. And I was just like, oh yeah, no. It's literally that had to do with me buying presents process. Because I was looking at all that. I was like, all right, how much can I really afford?
Right.
And I was like, I can't afford it.
What can we wing?
What can we do?
No, yeah, honestly. And it was just so funny because like I was just talking to, I kind of did have an eventful week. Are you done with your week?
Couldn't wait for that, huh? Yeah, no, let's start with your week.
Sorry. No, because I was like kind of getting into it, but I wanted to make sure you're done. But okay, so my week, I went to Vegas to be with my pretty much, it's like kind of like a tradition. I didn't do it last year because I had a boyfriend last year and, you know, I was trying to be the ultimate girlfriend. Keep in mind, just want to say I am the best girlfriend because my ex's mom texted me Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. He didn't even know that she did. And I'm like, it's because she wants me back in your life. But yeah, so whatever. I went to Vegas with my best friend, my niece, whatever. This is like the third time we've like been doing it. I've been doing Thanksgiving, she's been doing Christmas. This is like the new thing that we do as adults, and
which is very cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. But I don't know, like I be thinking like I'm ready for a kid, and I really don't know if I am. I'm going to be honest.
You say this every year after you come from around her. She must be sassy as hell.
She's just stressful. It's just stressful, like, seeing a child, like, from birth to 9, almost 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I was literally just talking to Dom about this in the car on the way to the airport, and I was just like, I just don't know if I could do it. Like, I see that you, like, really have to, like, parent her and raise her. It's not just like have a baby and make sure it stays alive. Like it's like at a certain age they get a consciousness, and then you're like, oh, I have to like not mess you up. I have to make sure you're up on game. I have to make sure you're morally correct. You're not a bad person.
Like you're raising an adult to fully function and thrive in the world.
And it seems exhausting. I'm not gonna lie. It seems so exhausting. Like just, I love my niece to death, but like just seeing some of the things that like my best friend has to tell her and stuff, I'm just like, could I handle it? Could I handle telling you to go brush your teeth 5 times? Could I handle going back and forth with a 9-year-old? Like, I don't think I could. Like, I've always thought I would be a really good mom, but now I'm like, I don't know if I would. I might be one that abandons their child and like gives it to the grandma.
Okay.
I get it. I get why people do it. Like, I get why people don't want to parent their kids. It seems hard as hell.
If your grandma got the baby, your grandma the mama.
I'm serious. Like, I genuinely just, I don't know. But it just made me open my eyes and just be like, am I ready for that as a 31-year-old woman?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I don't know how people do that so young either. And I don't know how, well, I do know how my mom had me because I pretty much raised myself. But I'm just kidding.
Shout out to the moms.
I'm just kidding.
I think I'm ready for that. I really do. On all accounts, I'm ready for I'm ready for everything that comes with the child. I am. And I mean, I guess you're just seeing it now. I've grown up with that type of
grown up around.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I mean, I understand what you're saying. The things with me that I wouldn't think I would be ready for just yet is like a completely selflessness life. Mm-hmm. Like us, like of waking up and having to do for someone else as the first thing on your list, the first thing of the day.
That's what seems hard.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like, I get it. But it's like, yeah. I would be ready. I feel like at a point in my life, I feel like what I've noticed more, like how we all complain about how LA isn't this or LA isn't mm-hmm. that and all these other things, I feel like it's because we're supposed to be in the next chapter of our life where we're not supposed to be doing that, where we're supposed to be like having a house with a backyard and having kids run around. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's why to me, it might not be how y'all feel, but that's how I kind of feel. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's like, I've been kind of over mm-hmm. what my life has been presenting lately.
I'm definitely over it.
You know what I'm saying?
So sure.
It's just like, even regardless of like how I would see children or what they would do, I would be willing and open to
no,
like
I would love to do it like twice or three times.
I know,
week.
Yeah.
And then
that.
It's like, okay, yeah. This is overkill. Like,
yeah. Or have some help, bro. You know what I'm saying? Or like, right. Imagine being hungover and having to wake up and take
That's
care of
I'm
a
saying.
Child. Like, I get that.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't be hungover very often.
Yeah, no, I seen this interview with Anne Hathaway and she was just like, yeah, it was like, I would go to sleep and I would like go to sleep on a bottle of wine mm-hmm. every day. And she was like, I could not function with a child. So I literally just had to stop drinking. And honestly, y'all, oh, I did have a drink. I had a drink by myself, like a glass. You know, I don't really drink at home. Mm-hmm. I had a glass of wine, and I did not know that was the key to like falling asleep in 2 fucking seconds.
Yeah,
it
just
knocked
have a glass of wine
out. Literally,
that's very adult of you.
I know.
That's very adult. I'm just at home having a glass of wine.
Having a glass of wine, and I slept better than I've slept in a long time.
Yeah, I mean,
but imagine waking up because I wasn't really like,
drinking
oh,
at home. I used to drink hella wine at home.
I don't know you was about to tell. I was like, you tell the truth
I
and shame the devil.
I swear to God.
When's the last time you had a wine?
I don't even remember. I don't even keep wine in the house no more. Remember how much wine I used to drink?
Yeah, she was getting carried away.
We were getting carried
no,
away.
No, you was getting carried
Excuse,
away.
So you're going
to
lie?
Yeah, I would do we it. I would do it when I was
your
with
house
you.
Every with, day. And we used to drink at your house every day.
And she'd be like, I'm just about to DoorDash another bottle. I'm like, do we really need another bottle?
Okay, it's because we got really caught up in 2020. Like, we really lost ourselves. But and we went far.
Are fumbling from 2020.
We went way too hard about 2020, 2021.
Yeah, no, it was like COVID did rage
Make us
some
alcoholics.
Ranging alcoholics after a while. But I mean, we got a reel in. But I never was really a drinker at home. I have a full bar that I'm like,
I'm just now like healing probably within the last year and a half. From being an alcoholic from COVID. Like drinking at home.
Healing is crazy.
Drinking hella wine. Yeah. Like, bro, there's no reason that I could drink a bottle and a half of wine.
Yeah, no. But honestly, one glass knocked me out. And I was like, you know, I could see that being a thing.
I mean, I was just drinking for like the holiday, but like I wasn't getting like wasted or anything. But I just can't hang with alcohol anymore. Like, I'd be ready to go home. It really genuinely makes me tired now. It used to make me want to do something. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what are we about to do? Now I'm just like, I could go home. Like,
no,
I
literally, when we were filming Patreon content, you were like, you were looking at me, you were like, all right, what's something that I would love to do right now? She was like, if you know me, what do I want to do next? And it took me like 2 seconds. I was like, go home.
She and I was like, yes,
let's go home
and call it. But, yeah, so that happened, Christmas. I actually got some good gifts for Christmas, and I was not expecting anything. I literally told everybody, I was like, I'm really not getting everybody gifts. I'm getting Dom gifts. I'm getting Maddie gifts. And, like, I buy my flight out here, and that's what I'm spending my money on for Christmas. So, whatever. And, like, something for my mom, whatever. Bro, I got some good stuff.
What'd you get?
Dom got me some Louis sandals.
Oh,
I was like, okay,
she got money.
Some Louis sandals, this knife set that I wanted.
Oh my God, who got you a knife set?
Dom.
Oh, nice.
Dom was big money this year.
She was.
I'm loving it. I don't know what's going on. But and then she got me like some Asian stuff, and then her sister got me some stuff. I was like, okay.
That is so cute. What did you
I wasn't
get them?
Expecting anything. I got Dom this like a Stanley with like her name. Like on it or whatever,
cute.
And then like a bunch of other purple stuff, and it was like a purple theme. Mm-hmm. But it was hella funny because Maddie, my niece, got a purple Stanley with her name on it the day before,
Not
and I
twins.
Was like, oh my God, like this is so funny. Uh-huh. So when she opened her gift, she was like, oh my God, like we're matching now.
Yeah.
So it was like coincidental,
That's
but
cute.
It was cute. But yeah, just like a, I just got, you know, I began so a bunch of shit. You got her a
Stanley and she got you some Louis.
No, I got her a Stanley. I got her a robe. I got her a rose. No. I got her a Stanley, a robe. I got her my favorite candle. Got her a bunch of stuff from Sephora.
Ooh.
Yeah, just
y'all like, got money.
You that's know how it. When mm-hmm. I be putting the like boxes yeah. together and like doing that.
I would love a but I like a bunch of like little things mm-hmm. too. I think that's me too. That's to me. What I love, like. Good little like trinkets here and there. Yeah.
Right. And it's just easier too because when you put too much thought into one gift, it's like. But if you like put a little bit of thought into multiple gifts, it's like they all come together. It's like a really good idea. But and then I guess my boo did get me a Christmas gift, so I'm excited to see that from him.
Oh, you haven't exchanged it yet?
No, because I'm going to see him for New Year's.
Okay.
So, whatever. We got into our first fight. Which you know.
No. Actually, this is completely different things.
Yeah, this is completely different. Oh. So, what did we argue about, you ask? Even though you didn't ask because you already know. So basically we had gotten into our first disagreement and I really sometimes have to like fight through the urge to never speak to people again.
Yes.
Because I don't know, I just have a bad habit of being like, okay, I'm done. I'll cut them off forever. Moving on. Like I really need to stop doing that. I need to like learn how to grow with somebody. And I just think that I'm so quick to cut guys off because I have wasted too much time in previous relationships in like, you know, in my past. And looking back, I'm like, damn, I wasted 3 years on this man and I forgave him for all this shit. And now I'm looking back like I could have been moved on or like, damn, I kept going on and off with this guy for 5 years. Mm-hmm. What did it get me? Like, so I just felt like I gave up all my chances with like the two times that I've been in love. So now with other people, I'd be like, you're not the one next. Yeah. Like, I'm not even going to waste my time here. Like, I know what comes of this. I'm going to just be mad later. Mm. But we got into it. We had a disagreement because he was just using some verbiage that I didn't like about the Travis Hunter situation. Mm-hmm. And if you guys know about the Travis Hunter situation, you know, like him and his girlfriend were getting like relentlessly bullied because of her past. And, you know, all these people telling him that he needs to leave her and she don't really love him. And she just all this, that, and the third. And he knew my standpoint on it. Mm-hmm. And then I had like overheard him having a conversation like with his friends about it. And some of the stuff he was saying, I was like, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, y'all know I'm a super feminist. Y'all know I don't play that. And I don't.
W for women.
W for women. No. So, like, I don't like hearing women be spoke down upon. I don't care if it's a joke. I don't care what it is. I think that, you know, when these guys say their little jokes and say their disrespectful remarks, okay, it might be a joke, but it's really not a joke because as women, we are held down and to like a lower respect level because of anything we do. Like, we can't do shit without it being like, oh, as a woman, you shouldn't do that. But like, you know, men can do anything they want. Yeah. So to me, I just was like, you know, I don't like that. I don't play that. Like, that's not who I am. It goes against what I believe in morally. It
goes against the brand.
It goes against the brand, baby. You fucking with the brand. Like, you know.
She kept saying that on the phone. I was like, that's right, sister girl.
For real. Like, I was like, he doesn't realize this shit goes against my brand. Against
brand. I can't fuck with
I can't fuck with a sexist. No. But, so we talked about it. And then I had called him baby girl. Which I shouldn't have did.
In an argument. And
yeah, it was in an argument. It was in a back and forth. And I said, okay, baby girl. And he is like, as I said before, he's a little strict. Like, he don't really play that. And I can respect the boundaries. And, you know, I respect it. I do understand. It did take me a little bit to see where I went wrong. And I actually, we didn't talk for 2 days. And then I was like, all right, y'all, am I wrong? Tell me the truth. Like, let me know if y'all think I should reach out to him and text him. And my friends were like, well, I mean, you didn't need to, you know, call him.
So you
girl.
Reached out.
I did reach out. You
didn't know broke that. It. Look,
she didn't know
I
that.
I asked her before, and she was just like, we'll talk about it on here.
Yeah, I talked to Dom and Taylor about it.
What did I say when we were on when
Dom
we were
and Taylor
on the phone,
were saying that.
When we were all on the phone, I was like, she going to reach out. Either is she going to reach out one way or another? She going to send a long-ass text, or is she going to
It was not a long text. How it long? Was Let very me
see
it. Short.
Let me see it.
I swear to God it wasn't.
Let me see.
How much money you want to bet? And please.
What's long comparison to you?
Sorry, we were texting yesterday. I swear to God,
Sure. Read it. Read it out loud.
Merry Christmas. I guess I lost the IDGAF war.
With a white flag.
I don't give a fuck war.
Because it was Christmas. We weren't even talking on Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, love. Hope you enjoyed your day with family.
Don't read all the messages.
How was that
angle
that I did that one time? And then
what?
Just kidding.
Don't be reading me and my band stuff. No, we ended up having a conversation on the phone about it. And I just apologized. I took accountability for the baby girl thing because he was like, you know, I feel like that's disrespectful, like flat mm-hmm. out. Like, I don't go for the disrespect, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And I told him, like, you know, why it kind of triggered me. I think it just triggered me because, like, and just to be transparent and, like, I guess I'll tell the I don't know if the podcast knows this, but, you know, obviously I had became a stripper at 17 years old. And
I think they know that.
Yeah, they know that.
Yeah.
Y'all know that. And then when I quit being a stripper was because of my relationship with. And when I went into that relationship, people knew me as a stripper. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to date this like golden child mm-hmm. and like this boy who had it all, whose dad was like a billionaire and like famous and like all this stuff. And everybody around me made me feel like I was nothing yeah. and I wasn't good enough. And she just wants you for your money. And all she's going to do is get pregnant. And she's dirty. And, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, this went on for like a long time. Yeah. I never felt good enough for him. Mm-hmm. I always felt like I would never amount to shit because I didn't go to college. That mm-hmm. was my past. So, like, I guess the Leanna and the Travis Hunter situation was triggering as hell for me because I'm like, y'all are all talking down on this girl, saying all these negative things about her mm-hmm. because he's this golden boy to y'all. Mm-hmm. And, like, y'all don't know what that man be doing behind closed doors. You don't know, you know, if he has dogged her out before mm-hmm. and that's why there's a video of her dancing on somebody at a party. You don't know if they was into it or, mm-hmm. you know, they're college kids. So y'all yeah. don't really know what you're talking about. And
you were looking at it from a different lens.
Yes, I was looking at it from a lens of me yeah. when I was 20 years yeah. old. Because mm-hmm. it's the same age I was when I went through all of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like I was definitely triggered by that. And I had to kind of explain to him, like, I'm sorry. Like, I was triggered and, like, maybe I got a little bit too mm-hmm. upset about it. I know you weren't, like, super serious, but also I don't like that verbiage when it's used yeah. against women. Like, that's how I was raised. Like, you have to understand my mom is, like, a super feminist. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that's beat into my brain all the yeah. time for years and years and years. Like, so I had to take
accountability. Did you tell him that you felt like you were kind of projecting a little bit in the argument?
Yes, I told mm-hmm. him. Like, I told him about that situation. Yeah. And I was just like, you know, that's probably why I took it so personal and why I feel like it's so personal to me. Because yeah. I'm telling you, I've been hearing all these guys talk about this damn situation. Mm-hmm. And hearing them talk about it, I'm like, y'all are lame as fuck. Like, yeah. y'all are lame as shit. It, like, even goes into the Young Thug and the Lena situation mm-hmm. and Devin Haney's wife.
Yeah.
And
it's a bad week for Lena's.
It's a bad week. But so basically, if y'all don't know, Young Thug's jail calls keep getting leaked or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one got leaked with this girl named Lena, who mm-hmm. I know, who, you know.
Yeah, we met her before.
Yeah, I've been around her
sweet,
many times.
Very quiet.
Yeah, I've been around Lena many a times. Like, I've seen her now with Devin, like, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. She's super sweet girl, whatever. But obviously, I guess she dated Thug. I mean, he says they didn't. I don't know. To me, what the video...
That she was just twin.
What the video sounds like is obviously they was messing with each other. Obviously, she had feelings for him. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah, she was crying on, like, a call. Like, it was... The video was showed... She was talking to Young Thug, and she was crying while he was in jail about, like, I only want you. I only want to be with you. Right. This, that, and the third.
Right. Keep in mind, it's just gone so far. And keep in mind, I do know these people. So... The freaking one of Lena's ex-boyfriends, who I know, who I'm cool with, who I'm not going to say his name because I'm not going to start a whole thing with him. I actually do mess with him as a friend, whatever. But he posted something in his close friends of Lena on the phone crying with him, talking about, oh, I thought she only cried on the phone with me.
That's public knowledge too now. They posted that on
yeah,
blogs.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not, I didn't even see it in his close friends. I saw it on the blogs. And he posted the picture of her crying. And I'm like, y'all dated for like hella long. And I know that for a fact. I know yeah. him. I've been friends with him for a minute. He's told me that he's dated her. I know for a fact that they really used to mess with each other. So I'm just like, y'all are just, the men these days are just showing their ass being corny as fuck. And I saw this tweet where it was like, when did the men become the exposers?
I mean, honestly,
It's so corny.
The men have been petty, and we've been allowing it for so long, and now when it's firing back on us, we need to really take a fucking stand and stop allowing this.
Women, we must come together.
We must come together. We must come together and stop allowing this sassy shit. But y'all wanna chastise me and come for me when I be like, I don't like that sassy shit.
It's getting too sassy.
It's getting too. Once you give a nigga an inch, he take a mile. Once you let him slide, they start figure skating.
Right.
So let's stop all that feminine sassy ass shit coming from a man. Men need to be men. If y'all want to be hoes undercover, mess with men who ain't telling on it. That's all I gotta say about it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, do we need to start exposing the men? Because I'm telling you, it became uncool for the women to expose men a long time ago, and now the men are starting to expose the women. But really, we could go back. We could go back to the roots. We could go back to the roots if we want to start exposing people. Because baby, I got some shit I want to say. No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly,
I got some shit I want to
say. No, I don't.
No,
I have. I'm telling you, like, I feel very confident. Look.
It's too much.
Hopefully it don't. Hopefully it don't happen. But like, I feel very confident in knowing that anybody that I've ever messed with would not do no like suspect shit like that. And you never know when push comes to shove or if they want it, because these men have been real sassy.
I'm telling you, it's coming.
They want that clout. They want that grab. They want that moment of fucking fame.
Yeah.
And it's just so corny, so lame to me.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, corny, so honestly, lame. I do know the guy who posted that in his close friends. It does seem like some shit he would do. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I do mess with him as a friend, like whatever. He's cool in my book. But yeah, no, it seems like some shit he would do. It's some clout shit. And it's very corny because this woman is married and pregnant.
Yeah.
Either she just had a baby or she's
pregnant.
She's been pregnant for hella long.
Dang. Aren't they Muslim or something?
Something. Yeah, I guess they converted or whatever. But man, she's pregnant. Crazy. What? I don't know if she had her baby yet. But like, I'm like, you messing with like a married woman now. Like, this is not like, you should have some type of respect. Like, the video with Young Thug was hella long ago. Like, why does it matter? It was like 2 years ago or
did
some
you
shit.
Recently, did you see that thing where this girl, I think the Black Spider-Man or whatever, like she, a girl, I forgot what her name was, but she was like, you're a effing weirdo. Because like, he posted a clip. Like, he posted
a clip.
Like, the new Spider-Man. It's like, it's just something that I've seen, like, passing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he posted a clip, and, like, it looked like a clip.
What's
insinuating.
His name again?
I have no clue. Fact check that, somebody. But, like, he posted a clip insinuating them two, like, being together, I guess, for clout or something like that. And she was just, like, she texted him privately and was like, hey.
I'm engaged.
This isn't a good look. Take this video down.
Like, and he didn't until, you know, she made a video. Like, he's hella weird for that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. These, like, the guys are getting out of control. They're getting out of hand. They're doing weird.
I've been saying it.
Sassy, weird shit. Like, I'm just like, nah, bro, because... I mean, let a motherfucker expose me, baby. I got receipts going back to 2013 in this damn phone. Y'all know my cloud stay backed up, bitch. So I hope nobody ever play with me, because there anybody I have ever dated, trust me, I got something on you.
Yeah.
So don't ever try to play with me like that.
I don't even I don't even think that way or feel like I have to move that way in relationships. I understand your situations be different, but I'm like, I don't want to have to think that like that shit's gonna happen to me. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't really like. In the moment, think of it like that, but I don't know. Shoot, maybe if I need to screenshot something, I'm sure I got something in there. I'm sure I got something in there. I don't have.
I'm opening up my laptop to see.
I know it's something in there. No, bro, yo, no, this is crazy as fuck. Actually, speaking of my damn receipts and how far back they go, Dom, her mom, her grandma, and her baby daddy and sister were all having a debate at the freaking breakfast table yesterday, and they were like, yeah, like, I didn't know that Winter chose Madison's name, my niece. And Dom was like, yeah, because we had wrote hella names down, and uh-huh. Madison was one of the names that Winter wrote down.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, really? They were like, well, what month did that happen? Like, because you named her hella late and something, or you named her hella early. And Dom was like, no, I named her late and blah, blah, blah. And I said, hold on. I think I have a picture of the whiteboard from the day we wrote down my niece's name. This is 10 years ago, guys.
10 years is crazy.
I said, yeah, here, I got it right here. It was October of 2014. And then I like had the picture. And they're like, why do you have that photo still? I just be having random ass receipts in my phone.
I can't even do that shit. I'd be like, delete. I don't care about this no more. I really don't.
I don't. I keep everything in my damn phone. I need it. I need it. I just don't know what I need it for, but I need it.
I need it.
I need it. But
she got multiple storage.
Right. Anyways.
No, wait. We got off track a little bit. I understand all those subjects of that.
Oh, yeah.
But like, what did he say? What did your boo say to like that, like you explaining, you taking accountability? Because a lot of women don't really take accountability.
He was
sometimes.
You know, he was open to me taking accountability. He was happy that I apologized. Mm-hmm. He was
what did he say? Because he had some faults in there as well.
Yeah,
so what did he say?
He, you know, heard what I said and I said, look, you're entitled to have your opinions, but I just don't like certain verbiage used. Yeah. Like, I don't want you out here disrespecting women, because that's something that I really do stand mm-hmm. for.
And I hate when men say, like, the B word. Like, I really
right,
do.
I don't
hate
like
that.
The B word. I don't want to hear you calling no woman a hoe.
Yeah, like, it's just very weird. It gives abuser to me sometimes.
Exactly.
I don't know why. It just really does. Like, them I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. You might slap me. I don't know.
You know how sometimes girls don't even like when guys call women females?
Yeah.
Where them females at? Or
okay, I
whatever.
Don't really understand that one.
I think we got
a little lost in the sauce with that
one. I don't
care
too much about the female thing, because I am a female.
But yeah,
like,
so
it's
I was
not
like,
that
I don't know. That's my
But some
enemy.
People really hate that. Like, yeah. Don't call me no female. Like, I'm a.
What
I don't
are
call
you, bitch?
You a male.
Yeah.
You literally just said, I don't like when men call women bitches. It's different because we're girls.
Yeah, we're little ladies.
But, yeah, no, I just, the verbiage, I was just
yeah,
like,
the verbiage
you know,
is off.
Just be aware that, like, mm-hmm. this is something that I'm serious about.
Yeah.
Like, y'all know, shit, what if you my future husband and we have a daughter and you out here using the wrong verbiage?
Calling bitches bitches. That's
right.
Crazy.
We ain't doing
so
that.
So did he apologize for that? That's good then.
Yeah, we talked about it. We worked through it. But it was just crazy. We were really standing on business. 2 days.
Yeah,
we didn't
two
even text each other Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that is.
And I was like, I'm never talking to him again after this and blah, blah, blah. And
I knew that was a lie.
He was going to text me. And then he was like, after I saw you didn't text me at this time, I was like, I'm not texting her. I'm like, okay.
Okay, sassy boy. Wrap
right.
It up.
Edit that out.
Just kidding.
No, she don't play that shit, apparently. No, but yeah. So, you know, first disagreement. I think that when you have your first disagreement with somebody, like, it's a good thing because mm-hmm. it shows you, can we navigate things together?
Yeah.
Can we communicate? Are we able to get through stuff without arguing and being super toxic? Like, mm-hmm. the not talking to each other was toxic, but I told him, I was like, don't let that happen again.
Yeah.
Like, even if
yeah.
I might be wrong, like, as my man, I want you to sometimes reach out and be like, take the initiative and be like, we need to have a conversation.
Exactly.
You were wrong about this. Like,
yeah.
And I can take my accountability, but sometimes it's hard for me to reach out first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still growing my damn self.
Yeah,
okay?
We're all still learning.
Right. But anyways, let's get into our... That was your cue. Watched in Red.
So basically, I watched a lot of, okay, I don't know if you've noticed this lately, but like a lot of like newer movies I have not been feeling lately. Like not the newest ones. I'm not saying like, they have. Haven't they? The plots have all been like recycled. They've all been the same.
We
like,
just said me and Dom just literally said all they do now is remake movies.
Yeah, they just are remaking movies and they're not making them better. They're mm-hmm. making them actually worse. So I've been on like this kick of like watching like old like 1990s, 2000. Uh-huh. Doesn't that sound crazy to say?
But they are better.
But they're way better. And like, I've been like, you know, even the holiday. Well, I watched the Lindsay Lohan one, the holiday movie, which was really nice. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one, Good Will Hunting, that I recently watched, which was really good. It was with Leonardo DiCaprio.
They don't do movies the same.
They
no
don't
more.
Do movies
they
like that.
They don't even do movie stars
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, they
no
don't.
More.
Movie stars are not the same.
It's a dying
at
breed.
All. It's a dying breed. Angelina Jolie's the last one.
And she, I hadn't seen her in a film in years.
She just recently came out with a new film.
I didn't see it.
But yeah, I watched that. I watched, what was another one? I watched Holiday or whatever like that with Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz is also tall. She's 5'10".
Honestly, Shai has all the tall women facts. She loves finding out when a woman is tall because she feels like they like relate to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, we're twins. It's yeah. just an unknown thing with us, you know?
It's
I'm
a
like,
tall
that's
girl
my,
thing.
What else did I watch? I watched them on here, but like, yeah, it was, what did I say? I said... Remember Me? Oh my God! Remember Me made me cry. It was like with a paraplegic, a quadriplegic in a wheelchair, and like the girl, like the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was sad. It made me cry. He ended up taking his own life.
Okay, why are you telling us?
Cause they're not gonna watch it.
I might watch it.
Okay, well yeah, you'll know once you watch it.
I think
watch
I've seen it. That actually.
Yeah,
it
was so good.
Sad.
But yeah, they're all old. So yeah, I've been on my old movies tip. What have you been on?
So actually, I did watch a remake. Well, it wasn't a remake, technically. It was the Mufasa movie that's in theater that Beyonce and Blue Ivy did some voices in, which is crazy because they made it such a big deal that, like, Beyonce and Blue Ivy were in it, but, like, their voices were in it for, like, half of a second.
Really?
And I'm like, damn, like, they really overshadowed all of the cast because I thought they were going to be, like, a main voice in the movie. It was really good. The graphics were really mm-hmm. good. Like, it was actually hella interesting to, like, learn the story of Scar and like mm-hmm. the Mufasa thing. I got choked up a little.
I like how you really
yes
I like how
good.
They've been like making movies like to showcase the how the villain became
right.
like the villain in a sense
but,
like with Wicked, Cruella de Vil, all of those
yeah.
things
but the,
what
the only thing I could say that I didn't like is it was a musical. Which I do not like musicals at
I don't
all.
Know why I love a good musical. I leave
hate
out
them.
Feeling like I I start singing.
I mean, I like it for like the Disney classics that we grew up on because like we know the songs. But I'm like, all these new ass songs. Like, I'm gonna learn this shit. Like, and the songs don't hit as like as good as like think about.
They didn't have that.
No, like their songs ain't hitting nowhere near like the original Lion King. Like, nah.
You know who had a good soundtrack? Django.
Okay. Not a slave movie.
That soundtrack. I remember being in that theater like, shit, they got another hit on their hands.
Not another hit.
I was like, I like this movie.
Nah, that's actually crazy. But yeah,
you know what? I've never seen High School Musicals. None of them. Have you ever watched them?
I think like the first one or something.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen any of those.
Definitely not many.
But yeah, so you watched that.
I have a game for us to play.
Oh, you do?
I do. I didn't tell Shy this. This is a surprise. So, can you guess what it is?
No.
Okay, well, that's crazy because I had it in
the Sprite game?
Yeah, it's Sprite.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wait, you got Sprites with you?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that bag.
I was being sneaky. Okay. Here's how the Sprite game works.
Okay.
And you have to really try.
I'm always trying.
I'm not joking. Don't fuck it up. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to drink this Sprite and
You have that bag next to you the whole time?
Yeah. We're going to try to drink as much Sprite as we possibly can without burping.
Okay.
So do not burp.
They're going to be like, this is a disgusting game.
Whatever. I don't care. So.
I got to get my burps out now. sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay. So open it up.
Okay.
I hope I can
do this.
How
much do we drink?
We have to just keep drinking it, and it's going to keep...
The whole thing?
It's going to keep building and building and building.
You want me to get a UTI?
I right, feel cheers. Like Coke. Cheers. All right. Do not burp. You don't have to chug it.
No, that's what you're supposed to do. I've seen this game. You're supposed to chug it. That's the thing that they do.
I'm not going to be able to chug it.
You're not chugging.
It's spicy. Oh, no. I feel it brewing already.
It's right there.
I feel it done. No! You're supposed to... No!
Oh, I feel like I had to throw up. Ugh. I just didn't want to drink the rest of that. I hate Coke products. Sprite, all that. I'm a water and liquor drinker. Go, 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 go.
I feel it brewing. No. I'm gonna hold it. hold on.
That's right. I'm doing good. Y'all hear this type of stuff?
Hold on. Ow! It hurt. Ew.
Yeah, honestly, when you're drinking it, that's why they say to chug it, because when you drink it and take a break, you feel it. And
that's what makes it worse. That was a terrible game. That game sucked, actually.
It did, but I love the fact that you took the initiative and bought those Sprites.
I really tried, y'all, but I didn't even drink a quarter of it.
Yeah. But you can't do it, honestly. You have to burp. That will make you burp. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get it out, baby girl. All
right. Nobody watches if you're sexy. Okay. Anyways.
The social media question of the week.
Is it a valid reason to stop talking to a significant other if they don't get you anything for Christmas? Yes. What do you think? Stop.
It depends to me. I think.
What?
No, listen. Hear me out. Christmas, my birthday, Valentine's Day, and like all of those things kind of like wrap around the same time. Mm-hmm. And I definitely will always want something for Christmas.
Yeah.
It depends on the price to me, because I've definitely been in a relationship where it's like, all right, this year, if we don't get anything, I'm always say, don't get me nothing for Christmas. Like, if
we're gonna never saying that.
No, I didn't mean to say that. Oh my God, that Sprite. It's still in my throat. I feel like if we have a goal to reach, like say if someone wants to buy a house, if they want to go on vacation, those are definitely things. I think it's a little, no, actually, I take it back.
You just said buy a house?
I'm thinking of like if someone wants to save
the
to buy a
are
house.
What are we talking about, bro?
I thought about this because I'm like, if someone wants to save and buy like a house and they can't.
Baby,
they
that ain't the fucking question. You getting off the subject. Is you leaving them if they don't get you nothing for Christmas? You talking about buying houses and real estate in 409Ks okay. and all this shit. Let's get to the point.
401. Would I be upset? Yes. If we don't discuss it. If we don't have a goal in mind.
If a guy really didn't get you you're being fake right now. Because if a guy you would say, if you're like, no, don't give
me
anything.
If I say don't give me anything, still give me something. But give me something nice. But I've always gotten very expensive, extravagant gifts. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be like,
if we're trying to save our money.
If we're trying to save money, yes, for certain things.
No, I understand that. But even then, you can make a gift and have it be thoughtful. I don't care.
Okay, yeah,
it's not about the money.
It's not about the money. It is the thought process behind it.
You could go pick me a bushel of flowers from the neighbor's garden and risk getting in trouble.
I don't want flowers no more.
I don't want flowers either, but I'm just using it as an example. Like, just something, you know.
Yeah,
thoughtful.
Just something thoughtful.
Paint me a picture.
If it's nothing, you know?
Nothing is not okay.
Nothing isn't okay.
Yeah.
I just be looking at the other, like, the extents of it sometimes. Because I know a couple who did that one year.
What, like, don't get nothing for Christmas?
Didn't get anything for Christmas. Bijan and Rob, actually. Like, they were also buying, like, a house. So I'd be trying to look at it from those standpoints. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, they were like, we just didn't do anything. We went to, like, Boston and, like, we just, you know.
I mean, see, I would at least want to do, like, a nice little dinner.
Yeah.
Like, let's have a cute little dinner or, like, cook dinner together or do something thoughtful.
Something thoughtful.
Something Christmassy. Watch Christmas movies and maybe have some dessert. Like, you can do something thoughtful.
Do a gingerbread house.
Yeah, me personally, I don't want that shit. I want something expensive. Mm-hmm. But no. No, but, like, I mean, I guess if that's what you're doing, that's fine. But, like, I mean, no, I want a gift.
To the extent of being, like, if you buy something for them for Christmas and they don't buy you anything, then it's an issue.
I'ma always get somebody something for Christmas. I'ma always be thoughtful.
Yeah, me too. I'ma always do something.
I had for my boo, I don't even think I told them this. Did I tell them about the gingerbread house thing?
I think we said it on the Patreon.
Oh. Well, I did something cute for him and I just, you know, he has never decorated his place for Christmas. So when he was like gone, I had like set it up with a mini tree, decorated the mini tree. And I set up gingerbread houses for us to decorate and got us Santa hats to wear and like do it together.
Very
and it was
cute.
Just like a cute little thoughtful thing. It cost me like $120 or something. Like, you know, not a big thing, but like that's a thoughtful thing you could do with somebody if you're like not trying to spend hella money, whatever. Mm-hmm. I did get him a gift as well. I haven't given it to him yet, but you know, like it's just you could do something that's thoughtful that still means something that's not super expensive.
Very true.
You know, so
very true.
It could just be even something like that. If it's like, oh, we're not going to do gifts, let's just do something.
Thoughtfulness is important to me because I'm a thoughtful person too. So I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just feel like if we have like a, sometimes it's, I'd be too understanding in situations and then it'd be back biting me in the ass.
Like how, bro, Shai told me, she was like, don't get me nothing for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. I don't want nothing for Christmas. So I was like, bet, thank God. Like, I don't even care. Like, literally, I have to buy other people's stuff.
Because I didn't buy nobody nothing for Christmas this year.
And then we're at freaking Louis Vuitton and she was like, oh, this would be cute for Christmas or something like that. And I was like, I'm not getting you nothing. You told me not to get you anything and I'm dead ass serious not getting you anything. Like, whatever. But her birthday is like a month away anyway.
Exactly. So,
like,
so I'd be like, I get it. Like, I don't know. I just be chilling. Imagine somebody whose birthday is on actually Christmas. That would suck.
I mean, yeah, because you don't get two times the stuff.
You don't get two
you
times
just
the
get
stuff.
One time
you just get one
actually,
big
that is kind of, I would be happy as their family member or friend because I'd be like, this is your Christmas gift and your birthday gift. Oh, no. You know whose birthday is right by Christmas and she's like, doesn't like it? Asia. Her birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, her birthday's tomorrow?
Yes, her birthday's
tomorrow. Oh, damn. What is she doing tomorrow? Because we're supposed to be doing the vision board. We're going to film that on Patreon, you guys, as well.
What time?
At 6. What's she doing?
Oh, she's trying to do a dinner.
At what time?
I don't know. She hasn't told me yet. So probably later, though.
Remember, I told you about the vision board and I said we could film it for Patreon.
Well, I'm sorry my friend was born on that day.
Well, you're supposed to remember that the moment I text you.
I forgot, actually. I forgot she was born on that day. I don't be knowing anybody's birthday, bro. What's my birthday?
April 24th. Mm-hmm. When's mine?
January 31st.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah. Let's get it.
We locked in, twin.
Look.
I really don't remember like anybody's birthday. I remember my mom's and my brother's. That's about it.
Remember when Facebook, you used to like wake up and get on Facebook and be like, oh, everybody love me. telling me all the happy birthdays. Happy about
your likes and stuff like that. Actually, no, because I wasn't a loser who had a Facebook. I'm just
kidding. Never had a Facebook?
I did. I'm joking.
You lying, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And you know that they're talking about really banning TikTok?
Are you sad?
No.
You know what's crazy about TikTok right now, though? Also, remember when you talked about that girl, Ash?
I was just about to bring that up.
So, I didn't remember when she brought that up on here, y'all, and I was just like, I didn't say much.
And I was talking
didn't
about
know.
The bullying thing.
Yeah. Oh, how you were bullied. I don't know why, but she has been on my For You. I hate this fucking Sprite because I'm still feeling like I got a burp.
She's sitting there.
I used to burp the ABCs, y'all. But anyways, she is just in my stomach.
So gross.
But oh my God, my lactose has been insane lately.
Okay, what
was I saying? Oh, yeah. I just started seeing her on my For You page, like literally a few days before Christmas, and I'm like, I've been like obsessed, like watching and doing all these things,
like,
but
disgusted.
I'm like disgusted, but also okay. First of all, this is how I feel about the situation. You said they were bullying her a long time ago. I believe no one should be bullied by all means, but also this is like the
my opinion has changed. I think she should be bullied.
I don't think anybody
should. Let me finish. I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone should be bullied, but I also think like the same way I feel about men, like how we have allowed men to be too sassy, and like this is a product of our own allowance. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing. There's a lot of people on TikTok. I don't know if the girl is slow, but she seemed a little touch. So it's just so to me, y'all are bullying somebody that's probably a little like not all the way there.
And you can I don't think she's touch.
And you could tell someone who has not had attention who's finally getting attention. I think that is the biggest thing to me. So she is someone who is obviously not gotten any type of attention all of her life, and now mm-hmm. she's getting this enormous, overwhelming mm-hmm. amount of attention.
Which is mostly, like, people hating, but, like, yeah. people are also, like, they're just, it's like a car wreck you don't want to look away from.
Yeah.
But also, here's where I really, because, like, you know, I was like, you know, I don't think anybody should be bullied. Like, I think it's just gone too far. Like, people really are taking it too far. And honestly, people are really dumb. I just talked about this. And I'm going to tell you guys what I said on TikTok Live the other day. I said, this is exactly what's going to happen because this is what always happens. Somebody comes on the internet. They're, like, outlandishly disgusting or disrespectful or something that people hate. And then everybody hates them so much that they accidentally end up making them famous.
Yeah.
And then with and then once they get famous and they start getting hella love and everybody's like, oh my God, you know what? Actually, I do kind of like them. I'm not going to lie. Oh, she did kind of eat here. Oh my God, I thought it was just me, blah, blah, blah. And then this person is going to start getting an enormous amount of love, right? And then everybody's going to love them. And then one day somebody's going to go, you know what? I've been thinking they were weird as hell. And everybody's going to go, me too. Oh my God, I thought it was just me.
It's
a snowball effect. Now we're going to cancel them.
Now we're going to cancel them. Now we're going to hate on them.
Once we get them too lit. Like, you know, we actually made them famous. Then once they get famous and they start like, oh, we love them so much. Now we're going to start hating on them.
Somebody, so many haters.
Right. Somebody that I could say that's actually happened with so many people. I'm not even going to throw nobody under the bus, but like, whatever. But with the Ash Trevino thing, bro, where I've really been like, nah, you're disgusting. And like, I'm actually irritated that people are like mm-hmm. giving you this platform at all. Is she been like running around with this 19-year-old boy. She's like obsessed with this 19-year-old boy.
I just seen that
boy.
Today. That she's he was 19. Drinking. I thought he was 22.
No, she's drinking with this 19-year-old boy. So like the police had showed up to her mm-hmm. house and she's like, oh, like I'm not drinking him. Not only are you drinking with him, you're trying to Kim.
Yeah, no, she was like, he smelled my nunu or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, like, ew, you're hella gross. You're
yeah,
a freaking
that is
pedo.
Disgusting.
You're a freaking
sure.
pedophile. Like, I'm sorry. Like, she needs to get, I'm sorry. And, like, I don't know. You can tell when somebody was, like, never cute, never popular, and now she's, like, thinking, like, it's cute and cool to, like, you want to hang out with a teenager?
Yeah.
A teenage boy? So you're crying on live about a teenage boy and what? Like, oh my, and then she'll tell him, like, don't be bringing no girls around. Don't be bringing no hoes around. Don't be, you're tripping on a 19-year-old child.
The thing I have a problem with is that from what I've seen on there, how she neglects, like, her kids. And,
right.
like, that's the thing that I have an issue with as well. And when I've seen that he was 19 today, and the fact, you know what I'm laughing at is the fact that you were on Latin Mexican TikTok before everybody
me?
Else. Yes, you.
Me right. No,
like, I literally it just came on my For You page recently, and I'm like, this is the girl she was talking about because I never even thought to like.
But that girl
it up.
Don't even speak Spanish, bro. Also, that's another embarrassing.
She's like, oh, you
thing.
Don't speak Spanish.
But here's my other thing. This is what's hella crazy, and I don't want to seem like a stalker, but these videos do be popping up on my timeline. Like, there's like these old videos of her, and she has a Texas accent. Like, she talks country. She has a country accent, which makes sense because, like, she's from Texas. And then now she be trying to talk with this fake Spanglish freaking accent. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first of all, y'all know I'm fluent in Spanish now. And I be like, girl,
You don't even speak Spanish for real. You ain't like the rest of us.
No, but for real. But and she be saying stuff like ¿por qué? Oh, ¿por qué? I forgot. You don't understand Spanish. Bitch, you don't either. What the hell? No, I'm just kidding.
I honestly, I mean, my standpoint, I mean, I get what you're saying for sure. And but I just feel like
it's gross.
It's gross and it's weird. And I think that, like, I mean, my standpoint has always been like when we said about the baby mama thing, and I was like, no, I don't think the people who get a platform. Mm-hmm. The ones that rode the short bus, and I don't mean this in any disrespectful way. Like,
you're
even
not
the,
wrong.
Even the girl, like Shardy the girl, she literally said that she rode the short bus, and I'm like, y'all are putting these people on these platforms, and you're giving them you're putting them on the pedestal, and you don't know who these people really are. These people
No, but here's the thing. No, but that's not even. I don't care that you're giving anybody a platform who's whatever special needs. But here's my thing.
Yeah,
they be
that
exploiting
way,
that girl.
Exploiting it. That was the word I was looking for.
Yes, they're exploiting the girl. And then that's also another reason. Like, how Shawty Bae even got famous was because people were laughing at her and not with her.
That's right.
And then they started laughing with her. And then they start putting her on this platform and, like, whatever the case may be. But, like, the people around her be exploiting her the same way that now all of a sudden Ash Trevino's getting all these people around her because they're like, oh, she's getting followers, she's getting views. Let me go hang out and get my followers up too. And that's the same thing they did with Shawty Bae. They done took her out her family's house. They done got hella followers. They got into a freaking social media house together. Mm-hmm. They got this girl who is clearly special needs drinking and stuff and doing all this extra stuff. And it's just like, okay, everybody deserves to, like, you know, live their life and have their platform, but I find the exploiting hella weird.
That's what I mean. The exploitation of it is very weird, and I don't understand. I think people should have a platform for awareness and things like that, but, like, the exploitation is just insane to me, and I just don't understand trying to gain clout from someone who doesn't even isn't able to understand what it means for even themselves. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I feel the Shawty Bae thing is so old now, and now that's kind
of
like
I just found out about her too. Oh, really? So who is Shawty Bae? Like, is she? So she? I just found out about all of them together, like at the same time.
No, the Ash Trevino girl is first of all older than us. She's like obsessed with inmate hopping and like hella abnormally thirsty for men. Clearly, you can tell why. You know, girls who aren't that good looking be the way they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first I did feel bad because of the bullying and stuff, but like now his stuff is coming out and like she's like doing all this weird stuff with this freaking kid. I'm like, nah.
19 is crazy.
19 and you over here drinking with this boy and like doing what? And he's staying in your house and you're jealous of him because why? They probably did something.
And isn't his daughter like, and isn't her daughter like 15?
A teenager. I don't know how old her oldest daughter is, but so you trying to mess with a boy who is close in age to your daughter, which y'all know how we feel about that over here. So I don't know. But let's get into some advice though.
I wanted to talk about SZA's album.
Let's talk about SZA's album.
So
I didn't listen to SZA's album.
Oh, well then.
I mean, I like SZA's music though. I love SZA's music.
Okay.
But I just didn't listen to it because it was like the deluxe album. And I was just like, does that mean it's just the same with like a couple new songs? Mm-hmm. I don't really listen to albums when they first drop. I just like wait to hear music and be like, oh, I like that song.
Yeah. I like listening to new songs. I like listening to new albums when they drop because I like to like listen to like the whole thing. Like if I'm driving a long
way.
Was
it all new songs?
It was a few new songs. So I didn't even think to talk about this, but so our assistant put this. She was like, SZA's new album. If you listen, people are mad about her repeatedly talking about the same stuff in her music and not growing from her mistakes.
Okay, damn, y'all strict as hell, first of all.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, what? Like,
damn.
I can't even write a song about some shit. You don't even know if I'm lying. I'm just trying to relate to y'all sad asses. She could be having a happy, jolly life, and y'all over here like, has she not learned from her mistakes?
Has she not learned from nothing? Look, Summer Walker done made 3 albums. Over it. Wait, still over it. Not over it.
Summer. Right.
But my thing with, and I, believe me, I love, look, like when artists say they artists and they sensitive about their shit, what I will say,
Erykah Badu,
and you love Erykah.
Who said that?
What I will say, I don't care about her writing the same things, but what I will say is that I feel like we have like, and not about SZA, but mediocrity has been
like. You do have
like,
a feeling about SZA.
Mediocrity has been the standard lately for music.
What, so you think her music is mid?
I will
just tell them what you really think about her music, because I know your opinion about it.
How you know my opinion about it?
Because you watched it in close friends. Oh, yeah. But what do you think about SZA?
No, I will explain this, but because I love SZA. I will go to a SZA concert. I support SZA. I really do. I do love it. But I do feel like I just want to hear her hit a different note.
She just thinks it all sounds the same.
It does.
Which is fine. Shit. A lot of people have music that all sounds the same.
Yeah.
Remember that one
like
time?
Like Future. All of his shit sounds the same. Wait, who?
When I had told our friend.
Oh my God.
I had, my friend is a music artist. Very well-known man. Will not say his name. I guess I was drunk. And he was like playing his music, and I was like, all his music sounds the same in front of him. It does. I love it though.
And he was like, what? And I was like, she didn't mean that. And we were like, I was like, you're a good artist.
No,
but
he
like
is.
I understand what you're saying. And it's a lot of, but I just feel like, I don't know, mediocrity has just been the standard lately. And it's just like, I just want her to hit some different notes. And like Sabrina Carpenter, like her album now is pop. But if you listen 3 albums ago, mm-hmm. she was like really blowing. And mm-hmm. that didn't make her pop off. It's just a little like,
right.
Bro, we need the Christina Aguilera's back.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we
yeah.
like, thankfully, mm-hmm. sorry to say it, we still got Beyonce.
Actually, I was going to say we also have Ariana Grande, but I'm actually anti-Ariana Grande right now.
Because of her relationship status?
Because of her relationship and because of what her man's ex-wife put out that letter. I was like, Ariana, I'm tired of you taking everybody's name.
See, I didn't see that.
But sad.
But Ariana Grande can sing too, and she hits high notes like Mariah. And you know, Billie Eilish is
so talented.
So talented.
Yes.
And it's like all of these people are so talented, but they're not... They're not fully potentialed. They're not reaching it because that's not what people want to hear.
I think Billie Eilish's music is gorgeous.
Billie Eilish is gorgeous. Everything about her. Yeah. I love her Billie music. Eilish. I'm an absolute fan of her. Like she's so talented. She can blow.
Her and her brother, they like do music together.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's a good team.
You know what's crazy? I've never heard a Sabrina Carpenter song. What's the song?
Listened to her whole Espresso, please.
Oh yeah,
please. I listen to her whole album. Like I do listen to albums when they come out because I like to like
you like to clock it,
low key.
You like
no,
to clock
and
it.
I like to clock listen to it. Albums twice too because I'm not gonna lie. The first time I heard Renaissance, I hated it. I skipped every single song.
I don't
and I had to
like
listen to it again.
It.
I don't want to hear your opinions about it.
Wait, did you watch the halftime show?
Of course, I watched the
People
halftime show.
People wanted you to talk about that. Well, they asked me. I said, y'all know I didn't watch that shit.
Of course, like what is there to say? She is the standard. She is like what like
she
what
is the blueprint.
She's the blueprint. She is what every singular artist should aspire to be.
So did you watch
to
the
represent?
Whole...
No, I turned that shit off right after. No, literally, I was watching it for a second. I had it on mute. I was watching my TikToks, and then when Beyonce came, I put it on 100 volume.
Right,
and I had my own concert in my living room. But yeah, no, she's the blueprint. She's the standard. She is the, I can't even explain in words what she does to me. She gives me chills down my spine. I love her, and I think that she's incredible and amazing. And my sister went, and she was just like, honestly, nobody was really knowing the words to the album. I was like,
Went to the game?
She went to the game, yeah.
Wait, where was it?
It was in Houston. And I was like, I don't know how to feel about you being a hater. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I do not trust women who do not like Beyonce.
Yeah, no.
And they have
reason for it. But it was just crazy to me that the freaking Texans got whooped so bad.
So bad. Like, how
you had Beyonce
here.
And y'all really embarrassed the
queen. It was not even a football game. It was a Beyonce concert.
No, honestly. But anyways, let's get into some advice, y'all.
Advice.
Hey, girlies. I saw one episode and got hooked. LOL. Shout out, y'all. Anyway, I've been in a relationship for about 4 years now. He's cheated multiple times and I chose to forgive him. My family and friends hate him. So now that we are trying to work it out for the millionth time, I tend to keep it a secret because I feel like he's just going to ruin it again. Anyway, I don't even know why I'm still here. I feel like deep down I don't want this, but the thought of him with someone else drives me crazy too. He also struggles with some substance abuse, and it makes me feel guilty, but I know that's not a valid reason to stay. Anyway, do I tell him this is how I feel, or do I continue to stay? Also, how do you let go of resentment? I struggle a lot with bringing up the past, and it's because I truly don't feel like he's ever validated my feelings. As I type this, I'm reflecting on how much he sucks, TBH. Anyways, love y'all.
Did we read that? Is that new?
This is new.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking about? The substance abuse from the other advice a long time ago.
Damn, y'all be dating druggies. No, I'm just kidding. Well,
this is once you have to start hiding it, you know something's not right. So it's like, You gotta.
Yeah, I think that if you have to hide your issues from your friends and what's really going on in your relationship, that is a huge sign that you should not be together.
Also, they don't need to know everything, though. So it's like it's a double-edged sword in a sense. They don't need to know all of your business. But, I mean, you said cheated multiple times. It's like.
Yeah. I personally think that if you're constantly in a state of back and forth with somebody and just can't get it together, she said they've been together for 4 years, like definitely time to let that go, because there's just somebody out there that will be your person and it won't be toxic, it won't be draining. And like I even talked about earlier, one thing I regret is wasting time trying to make shit work with the wrong people, and that's why I'd be so quick to want to cut people off now. So yeah, that's my advice.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Bye.
Bye.